here. What are we sleeping at the studio for? Ben Crosby is coming back on the air tonight. Since when do we have to clean up the studio for him? Get them baggy pants or he's sleeping in the studio. What's the matter with you? Ain't you heard? Things are going to be different this year. He bought a belt. I'll probably drive too.
Will you?
Huh?
Who was that?
Your brother, Everett?
No, that's a movie.
He followed me down from Canada.
Steady now, boy. Hold on.
There, hold on.
A movie, eh? Where's Everett?
He's outside, stopped on the fender of my car.
Hey, Ben, you made it just in time.
What?
Good. I live and breathe. Here's my guitar player, Terry Bodkin. What are you doing over that night? What am I doing over here?
Terry Big Body. Ad lib, I'll get over
there. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Inside in Hollywood with John Scott Stallings Orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, Peggy Lee, and Bing Chef, Gary Cooper. And now, fresh from a 3-month vacation, here's Silco's last rose of summer and the first punkin' of October, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken. On Halloween, remind me to make some faces at you. You're looking good, though. You look very sharp. Did you have a nice summer?
Yep.
Go to Lake Tahoe?
Nope.
Or down Laguna Beach, sir?
Nope.
Just stayed home?
Yep.
Had a nice rest?
Yep.
No work?
Nope.
Well, you've used up all the yups and nopes from Gary Cooper comes anywhere and anything you say.
I'm sorry about that, Bill. Well, I understand you had a great time hunting up in Canada. You got anything?
Get anything? Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Canada's wind broke and running from me and my gun.
I got a great big giant buck moose. I brought him all the way down from Canada. There he is. Standing right over there in the corner.
But, Phil, he's alive. Why didn't you shoot him in Canada?
Yeah, I was a guest up there. I didn't want to make a lot of noise.
Oh, good.
But I'll do away with him down here where people know that I'm a tomboy.
Hey, Ken, I guess it's time to sing the opening number.
It's a song called My Heart is a Hobo, and it's from a new Paramount picture, Welcome Strangers.
Peggy,
just as bright as a bamboo jukebox. What are you going to sing for this October coming out soiree?
It takes a long, long time with a red caboose to carry my blues away.
Oh, it's bad all over the country, isn't it? Well, I join John Scott and the Kendall Boy.
I went out to the deep old dress and used to travel too. He wrote me he'd be honored by the train and I don't care who.
Better and better every year. At least I could say the same for myself.
Golly, Bing, you have no idea how thrilled I am.
Oh, it was just a little compliment. I'm full of it. I mean full of them.
Oh, what I really meant, Bing, is that I'm thrilled that Joe Cooper's going to be on the program tonight. You know, I just love those tall, lean men.
Think you hold still for a little medium round job?
Not with a tall, lean one available.
Well, Peggy, I think it'd be better if you met Joe later. He's such a very shy sort of fellow, doesn't talk very much. As a matter of fact, he's pretty bashful.
You want me to leave, Ben?
No. Let's go over and hide behind the moose. Coop loves animals, and that'll put you in the solid room. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please turn up the speakers of your radio just a little, because here comes a low-voiced gentleman, the pride of Helena, Montana, Gary Cooper.
Hi, Ben. It's always great to be here on your opening program. First off, I want to wish you the best of luck for the new season. I know you're going to do a great job. And when you're not good, I'll just holler. It's only any time day or night. I'm always ready when I come around.
Well, Cooper! Wait, I got more.
I want to tell you that I'm some tickled having you within the first. Yes, you're afraid. You're looking great. How are you feeling?
Well, that's good. Hey, where'd you go? It's been beautiful up there.
How about fishing? It's always this time of year. Sorry, doggone, I wish I'd been with you.
No, Coop, this really knocks me out. I've known you for 20 years. I've never heard you say that much in the entire 20 years.
Yeah.
You've always been the kind of fellow who says two or three words and chops it up as a conversation, and now all of a sudden you boss them out.
This morning I wrote my barber right out of the shop with McCarry.
This is really remarkable, Coop. Is the word gotten around Hollywood that she's broken your silence?
Sure, Lee McCarry just signed me up. I'm going to make a talking picture.
A talking, huh?
Well, that ought to
to top those journeys you've been making.
Mr. Mason, I can't believe that you're standing here popping off like this.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Say, do you want to hear me recite the preamble of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence? Or how about Washington's farewell address to his troops?
Okay, let's hear that.
All right. Washington's farewell address to his troops. Go on, man.
Stuff,
now, there's
some more stuff.
But this talking is new to me. I got to take a
breather. Well, I tell you, why don't you go and sit down, sir? You know everybody here, don't you? There's Ken Carpenter standing behind the piano, and that's Peggy Lee standing behind the moose, and that's John Scott Carter standing behind the Scott Carter.
Well, I'll see you later, Ben.
Okay, Gabby. You know, folks, a lot of great tunes come out this summer. While I was dogging it up in the hills, I got some burn because I blew them, and I decided to do a medley of three of the big ones on my first shot this season. Don, if you're ready with the downbeat.
I love you.
Gee, mighty pretty thing.
Thanks, Coop. By the way, how are you doing on your new picture with McCary over there? Is it another Western?
Nope, it's an Eastern.
An Eastern, huh?
Yeah, I took Joe Sloan to put a necktie on me, and I stood in one spot for 4 hours. I thought I was tied up.
Well, I don't blame you tossing a necktie around you without any warning like that. You're doing a dress-up picture, huh? Aren't you going to make them all Western?
Maybe not, Ben, unless you can help me out.
What do you want me to do? Gnaw your necktie off?
No. No, I mean that. You see, Ben, in the old days, you could make a good Western with just a cowboy, a horse, and a girl, and a pair of bow legs. Preferably one of the cowboys.
Well, I got it. I got just the legs you're looking for, too.
Well, I got the legs. I need you for singing. A Western nowadays is more living than ranching.
Sure, right. I saw a Western the other day, and a rancher was picking hay with a pruning fork.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Did you?
Yeah, but the guy wasn't picking hay.
Well, he's picking something, right? I don't know what it was. You're right, though, Jerry. Westerns nowadays are nothing but hoofbeats except the music.
Yeah, well, there's more cowboys and musicians, you mean, than musicians.
You know, when the sheriff leaves the posse, he don't wear a fixed gun anymore. He wears a baton.
Yeah, you know, in my life, taking my horse wounded in the watering trough and Chuck Field tried to sign him up for Rippling River.
Well, no. You're so right. You know that Downbeat has replaced his robot catalog on the rancher's farm line.
See, when a rancher brags about his longhorns, it means he's trombone player.
Sure does. I'll tell you what, let you and me and Peggy Lee try one of these newfangled westerns right now. The scene opens with High Pocket Scooper and Creep Along Crosby riding through the sagebrush on the outskirts of Tuscarora, Nevada. Oh, give me a mansion where we don't do no ranching, where the DJ and the tender feet play. How they love to play. Well, seldom you hear someone roping. It's so hot as the dance floor is crowded all day.
It's awful gay.
Mansion on the range. Where the bunkhouse is lined with guitars.
Hey, the police, please, please.
And, Oh, I see that is true. And there's Richie Pack, dressing Levi's from Sack. And the cowboys are all movie stars. Way station wagon. The cowboys are all movie stars.
Sure feels great to be back in the saddle again.
Sure does. Yeah. Hey, what's that you got rigged up on your horse's neck? A windshield?
Nope, the music rack.
Well, I ought to be riding my moose. He's got a built-in music rack, doesn't he?
Hey, you better get him a card in the moose listening group.
Oh, I love these wide-open spaces. Just smell that air.
That air what?
Look over yonder.
Over which yonder?
Over yonder, yonder. What is that?
Why, it's a gal.
How do you know it's a gal?
Because I feed one once in Bud City.
You sure got a good memory, Pod.
Have you never seen a gal before?
Why, sure I have. My ma was a gal. It wasn't my pa. I don't know.
Well, it must have been your ma. I know your pa.
Say that gal. How do you talk to a gal?
Well, I guess you talk to a gal like any silly. Just say, gee and haw to her.
Hi, boy.
Haw.
Gee. What kind of horse is that you're riding?
Ain't no horse. It's a bicycle.
But it's only got one pedal. What's the idea?
I ride side saddle.
Side saddle, huh? Side saddle two, your hair is blonde, the sky is blue.
We both like to quite a few.
Side saddle two,
than
the sons of the pioneers, and I include Darryl Ranger.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
She'll be right over with you, ma'am.
No, you're going ahead, and I'll join you. I just did my wash, and I got to hang it up to dry.
Ah, when the bloomer is on the stage.
On the prairie,
and
the bloomer's on the
stage.
Howdy,
boys. Ready to go to work?
Oh, there, Miss Peggy. I thought you had some laundry to hang out. How come you got here to see me?
Oh, well, I got them quick-drying bloomers.
Oh,
quick drying bloomers.
Boy, Master Chinese is in that
coat. It's the time. What's
the time? The big chinook from the north. We gotta catch it.
What can a handful of cowpokes do about a chinook when them starts coming straight down and nothing nobody can do?
Oh, yes, baby. That's how it is. Why? Well, Thomas, this ranch is full of gopher holes. When that wind comes blowing down the canyon across them holes, it plays the prairie like a piccolo.
What tune does the big wind play when it rips across them gopher holes?
Well,
Rancho Grande. Well, Rancho Grande, well, we're in luck. That's the best tune my partner Low Nose Cooper does.
Yep. Yeah, let's hit it. Here comes the wind. Let's hit it.
I love to run out yonder, out where the buffalo wander.
Yahoo!
Give me my ranch and my cattle. I'm the greatest
hero in the world. We are here to battle, for I just love her to battle. What is that
you thought, Mr. Rob?
Picture
my show people. Oh, my mother was right. Very nice picture, and a very nice song to it, too.
Who knows how much I love you? No one is more to me than you do. You take December.
Circle Follies for the season. I want to thank all the Crosbys and anyone else in the country who knows Jim Dean.
We can be back in the same slot next week, and our guest will be that well-dressed man, Jimmy Durante.
Hey, he got here early.
That's the most, Scoop. And incidentally, I want to thank you very much for
handling over here tonight.
Well, I sure enjoyed the game, by the way. I wonder if it'd be all right to mention that my new picture opens in Pittsburgh this week. It's a Circle to Mill production entitled The Unconquered.
Ah, oh, but hollow market at The Unconquered. We're opening Pittsburgh, the home of the pilot.
Did you arrange it that way, this hollow jest? With our sardonic gesture that you put away. Well, we'll get him next year, though, Scoop. You wait. Good night.
Good night, Ben. Good night, folks.
Good night, folks.
Produced in Transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Folklore Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, Don Scott Trotter's Orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Durante. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.